when we were young, we called them sissies and pansies. Mm. Now I probably would just say that they were effeminate.
Okay. What would you call all the things you can think of to call a male homosexual?
Now,
a faggot, a queer.
Okay.
They call them Marys.
A man or a boy who's not necessarily homosexual, but sort of acts like a woman.
A homosexual.
Mm-hmm. When we were young, we called them sissies and pansies. Mm. Now I probably would just say that they were effeminate.
Okay.
What about transvestite?
Things you can think of.
Is that the same?
No, well, not all gay people are transvestites.
Mm.
They call
them only if they dress up in the other sex's clothes.
But do they have to be gay if they are if they're transvestites, are they necessarily gay?
Woody Allen addressed himself to that question.
Really?
Yeah, in one of his movies. I don't know. Did you ever see All You Ever Want to Know About Sex?
That's the only one I haven't
seen. You should see it.
I'd like to.
Not all gay.
Okay, what about women now? Mm-hmm. A woman who acts like a man who's not necessarily a homosexual.
But do they have
just act
masculine?
If they're transvestites, are they necessarily gay?
I wouldn't have a name for it.
You ever hear butcher now?
Yeah, I have heard that. But that's an adjective. I think it's used more as an adjective. That was really butch.
That's the only one I have in mind.
Meaning it was,
I'd like to.
It was in poor taste.
Oh!
Okay, what about women now?
How about female homosexual?
Necessarily a homosexual?
Would you call her a lesbian? Or a dyke?
Masculine? Would you call her?
A gay? Uh-huh. That applies both ways. Homosexual applies both ways.
Have a name
queer for applies both
butcher,
ways.
Oh. Like that?
Yeah, I have heard that. But that's an adjective. Uh-huh. I think it's used more as an adjective.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive male? Would you call him?
It was in poor taste.
Oh, okay.
That?
How about a female homosexual?
Yeah.
Would you call her?
A lesbian.
That's what I would. I can't think of
a dyke.
Okay. Yeah. How about a woman who was sexually overactive?
A gay. Homosexual applies both ways.
If she didn't do it with a whole lot of tact, I would call her a whore.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive male? Would you call him?
No.
Okay, so that if she's, indiscreet, you call her a whore. So what about a man if he was indiscreet?
That's what
about
I
his sexual activities.
Okay. Yeah. How about a woman who's sexually overactive?
Okay.
If
she didn't have any terms for an ugly boy or man. Or have you heard any?
A dog. He's a real dog.
No.
How about a girl? That's a girl too, especially a girl.
Yeah,
a real dog. Yeah.
Okay. So what about a man?
How about a very attractive boy or man?
Sexual activities. Would you call him anything?
A noun?
No.
Oh, well, if you can't think of any nouns, it could be.
No. Do you have
adjective,
any terms
maybe
for
good
an
looking
ugly
or
boy or man?
Sharp or handsome.
A dog.
I guess you could say, I guess that's more applying to behavior.
That's a girl, too, Don especially Mar. A girl.
That would be behavior.
Okay.
Would that be
how
what
about
we,
a
Romeo
type
guy? Would that be a guy who, fooled around with her?
No, I would say it was a guy who was just,
nouns. It could be, an
adjective. He'd be good looking or...
No, I'd think it was a guy who was always
handsome.
A lady killer.
Yeah.
Would be a Don Juan. Ladies,
I guess you could say
somebody.
Well, I guess
does that mean he likes to go out a lot?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? They have necessarily have a sexual meaning.
I think it does. I think
Romeo type
guy.
Would that be a guy who?
How about a very attractive woman or a girl?
No, I would say it was a guy who was just.
Men call them. You want what I call them?
Both.
No,
men call them boxes.
That's
nice. Which of course has it. Sexual.
Ladies, man.
Meaning?
Does that mean he likes to go
that's
out?
That's not elegant.
Yeah. No, it's not very elegant.
Doesn't necessarily have a sexual meaning.
I think it does. I think.
What would you
say? I would say she's a real fox.
How about a very attractive woman?
Or she's beautiful or pretty.
What would you call them?
How about somebody who is
always
you call them? You want what
has
I call
their head
them?
In a book?
What's a nerd?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
A nerd. Okay.
That's nice. Which of course has it.
And
sexual meanings.